This is Deepal Shah, and you're listening to Limbic System MP3. And right now, I'm just going to take the time to cleanse your auric field before we get into your limbic system. And I'm just going to clean the front of your auric field and then the back of your auric field. And while I'm doing that, I just want you to take in beautiful deep breaths and a nice sigh out each time you breathe in and breathe out. Just allow your whole system to completely relax, your whole body. Just feel it completely melting. Relaxing your nervous system. I'm just going to access your Ahara line so that we could get the energy flowing. And why don't you just go ahead and put your tongue on the roof of your mouth if you haven't already? The limbic system is a set of brain structures, and they're located at the top of the brainstem, and they're buried under the cortex. Its structures are involved in many of our emotions and motivations, particularly those that are related to survival. So it's deeply connected to your basic chakra. Such emotions, they include fear and anger, and emotions related to sexual behavior. It also involves feelings of pleasure that are related to our survival, such as eating, just satisfying the hunger. And the other systems that become involved within the limbic system are the nervous system and the endocrine system. So we're going to work on all of these in this MP3. Let's start with the two main parts of the limbic system, and that is the amygdala and the hippocampus. The amygdala is the small, almond-shaped mass of nuclei, and it's involved in emotional responses, hormonal secretions, and memory. The amygdala is responsible for fear conditioning or the associative learning process by which we learn to fear something. So what comes about from this is increased anger and violence. That is when you know that your amygdala is not working properly and it may be damaged. So this is the time that I want to take just to help the amygdala bring back its vitality. Amygdala damage can also cause increased fear and anxiety. Anxiety disorders are sometimes treated with drugs that target these areas of the amygdala to decrease those emotions of anxiety. So I'm just going to continue to work on this area. There's a syndrome. It's characterized by amygdala damage. It's called hyperorality or Kluver-Bucy syndrome. And it can lead to increased drive for pleasure, hypersexuality, disinhibited behavior, and insertion of inappropriate objects in the mouth. So if this is something you're dealing with, I'm going to continue to work on this amygdala and cleanse out any energy that just does not belong there, any beliefs, anything, any energy blockages that I'm sensing. We're just going to clear, cancel, delete these right now. And bringing light to the amygdala. And just stabilizing those energies. So let's move over to the hippocampus. And that is that tiny little nub that acts as a memory indexer. It sends out memories to the appropriate parts of the brain for long-term storage and retrieval. Research shows that people with Alzheimer's and memory loss usually have experienced damage to the hippocampus. So I'm just going to send some energy to the hippocampus. Well, we're just going to clear it first. So if there's any damage to the hippocampus, let's just clear that. And now let's just energize that hippocampus and bring in more oxygen, rejuvenating the cells. If there's any cellular damage, any free radical damage, the hippocampus is also responsible for amnesia, so just keeping that in mind. So any healing that is done on memory loss, we're doing it right here, right now. And while those energies continue to work, I'm going to go to the cingulate gyrus, and that's a fold in the brain that involves, it's involved with sensory input concerning emotions and regulation of aggressive behavior. So I'm just going to send energy to that. And I just want to clean out any kind of energy blockages there, because if there's any aggressive behavior that you feel that is genetic or it's coming from your environment, I just want you to unplug from that belief. And before we go to the hypothalamus, I want to cover and clean out the energy in the fornix. It's an arching band of white matter of nerve fibers that connect the hippocampus to the hypothalamus. So I just want to clean out any energy, anything that may be disrupting that those nerve fibers from connecting properly. We're just going to dissipate any energy that's there. And I'm going to go ahead and stabilize some of the places that we already worked on so that those energies continue to work as long as they need to. What wakes you up in the morning and gets your adrenaline flowing is your hypothalamus. So we need to take care of this beautiful emotional center. It's controlling the molecules that make you feel exhilarated, angry, or unhappy. And so I just want to make sure that this hypothalamus is working right. I'm just going to clean the energy. Any beliefs, thoughts, anything that isn't helping your hypothalamus. Let's just get rid of it. Let's dissipate that energy. And we're just going to energize that hypothalamus now, bringing in light, new cells, and stabilizing those energies so they continue to work. The olfactory cortex is another area of the brain, and it receives sensory information from the olfactory bulb, which is involved in odors, in smell. So I'm just going to go ahead and clean out the energy, whatever's there in that olfactory cortex, so that that part of your brain is working properly. And stabilizing those energies. Let's move on to the thalamus. And this is a large dual-lobed mass of gray matter that relays sensory signals to and from the spinal cord and the cerebrum. So if you're having any kind of appetite dysregulation, like if your appetite's going up and down and it's just not regular, if you're having any kind of destructive behaviors tied to hyperorality or thalamus dysfunction, it can include overeating, binge eating, or emotional eating. And so I'm just going to take care of this gland and clean out the energy that's there. And just energizing the energy here so that the thalamus can work at its 100% potential. And now stabilizing them. So I want to cover one more thing before we are almost done, and that is the nervous system and the endocrine system. And I'm going to send energy to both of these systems so that they can work in conjunction with the limbic system. Because if they are at 100% potential, then the limbic system can work at 100% potential, because remember, all of these systems work together and some of them are more integrated than others. But at the end, they all work together in some fashion or form. So I just want to send energy to all the systems, stabilizing all the energies. Thank you for listening. This is Deepal Shah bringing you the Quantum Body Awakening.